This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Police in major U.S. cities are bracing for an eighth night of protests today, even as U.S. President Donald Trump has vowed to end the what he calls riots and lawlessness across the country. Big city mayors have imposed curfews to keep people off the streets after dark, and National Guard troops have been deployed to quell any violence. The often peaceful daytime demonstrations, spawned by the death last week of a black man while in police custody in Minneapolis, Minnesota, degenerated as night descended on Monday into an angry street confrontation between protesters and police in several cities. On Tuesday morning, President Trump declared on Twitter that Washington, these are his words, had no problems last night. Many arrests, great job done by all. Likewise, Minneapolis was great. And in parentheses, he adds, thank you, President Trump. Former Vice President Joe Biden, Trump's presumptive Democratic opponent in the November national election, attacked the U.S. leader's response to the week of coast-to-coast violence, saying, these are Biden's words, the country is crying out for leadership. He said the nation particularly needs, again, his words, leadership that can recognize pain and deep grief of communities that have had a knee on their neck for a long time. At the White House on Monday, Trump vowed that if a city or state refuses to take the actions necessary to defend the life and property of their residents, I will deploy the United States military and quickly solve the problem for them. He said he was mobilizing all available federal resources, civilian and military, to stop the rioting and looting, to end the destruction and arson, and to protect the rights of law-abiding Americans, including your Second Amendment rights. The Second Amendment rights protect the rights of Americans to own firearms. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.